Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about why the EU Pay Transparency Directive went live in June, and why most companies' AI pay equity tools are already falling short. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, here's the number that should stop you in your tracks. 9%. That's how many European employers were fully ready for the EU Pay Transparency Directive when it went live on June 7th, 2026. 9%. And the reason the other 91% weren't ready isn't lack of political will. It's that the AI tools they were counting on to help them just can't deliver. Not yet. Let's back up. The EU Pay Transparency Directive is a big deal. It requires companies to report on 7 standardized gender pay gap metrics. And if your unexplained pay gap hits 5% or more, you have to conduct a joint pay assessment. On top of that, you now have to disclose pay ranges in job postings, give employees the right to request pay data, and you can't ask candidates about their salary history anymore. This isn't a soft recommendation, it's law. So companies scrambled to buy AI pay equity tools. These tools use something called multivariate regression analysis. Basically, they look at your compensation data and control for legitimate factors like role, tenure, location, and performance. Then they isolate the unexplained gap, the part that might actually indicate systemic pay discrimination. Sounds great in theory. Here's the problem. For these tools to work, they need clean, unified, consolidated data. And here's what most organizations actually have. 6 or more HR systems, all running separately, all storing compensation data in completely incompatible formats. That's the reality for 68% of companies. Their data is fragmented. Their AI tools can't get a complete picture. So instead of surfacing real pay gaps, the analysis ends up full of noise. And there's another wrinkle worth knowing about. AI systems trained on historical compensation data can actually learn existing inequity as the norm. If your historical data already baked in pay gaps, and it almost certainly did, the AI can end up codifying those gaps rather than flagging them. That's the opposite of what you want. So what should HR leaders actually do? The advice here is pretty clear. Don't start with the AI tool, start with the data. Map your compensation data across all your systems. Consolidate it into a single source of truth first. Then deploy your AI pay equity tool in phases. Begin with your cleanest data subset, validate the outputs with human review, and scale from there. The technology to do this right exists, but the directive isn't waiting for your data infrastructure to catch up. Here's your takeaway. Compliance isn't an AI problem. It's a data problem that AI can only solve once you've done the hard foundational work first. Fix the data, then let the AI do its job. I'm your host, and you've been listening to AI HR Daily by Ovi. Hit follow, and we'll see you in the next episode.